Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav Hillel Ben Meir Chil Mechel Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha, and of course learning in the Shul this week, graciously sponsored by the Wengers, Lulei Nishmas Avram and Avram Zichrono Lebracha, and we are in Sefer Malachi. Tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem, we complete all of Sefer Nevi'im, but today we find ourselves in the second parak of Malachi, and of course Malachi is now speaking to the people. This is the final of the Nevi'im, and he's going to be offering them the final of his perspectives. And so, of course, he speaks to them. First, he has been speaking to the Kohanim, and he points out how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has become frustrated with the way that they're leading the people. He'll also deal with the Levi'im. Of course, in the Bayis Sheni period, they did not exactly become people who wanted to come back. They were not the diligent leadership that they were supposed to be. And then finally, he will talk a little bit about the intermarriage, which is a massive problem during the period of time of Malachi, and it's also a massive problem today. So the words of Malachi now for the second day straight are very, very, very relevant to us. Bizman Hazeh. V'yata aleichem ha-mitzvah hazos ha-kohanim. Malachi says, listen, O Kohanim, here is my mitzvah for you. Right? This pasuk tells the Kohanim not to bring a mumen on the Mizbeach, says Rashi, and to warn the people about bringing animals that are subpar. And but not only animals, just our attitude towards spirituality being lower than our attitude towards other issues in life. It's completely upside down. V'imlo tishmu, v'imlo sasimu alev lo seiz kavo lishmi amar Hashem tzvakos. If you don't want to listen, you don't want to give me respect. You don't want to be mindful from that specific issue. Tasimu aleib means to put it on your hearts to be mindful. So then what's going to happen? Right? Hashem says, I'm going to send you the curse. Right? You're going to, the curse refers to the curse is the one who doesn't keep the words. And I'm also going to turn the brachos that you offer into curses, because you guys aren't mindful. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will curse that which needs a bracha, namely the crops, says Rashi, and he's going to revoke the bracha that he put upon Am Yisrael when they built the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe that's something for us to think about as we're watching the prices go sky high, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand we have to have a certain perspective when we're davening, when we're offering tfilos. Something to think about as we're about to transition into the work of Tilm, where David HaMelech really does turn to Hashem at every single moment. God says, I want you to know something. I'll destroy your seed and I'm going to spray dung, the dung of your festivals, in your faces. It will draw you towards it. In other words, God's basically saying, when you keep offering things that aren't fit, it's as if we left the Mizbeach empty. And so just like we leave Hashem's table empty, he's going to leave us empty, says the Ibn Ezra. In other words, you didn't do anything. But here, Hashem doesn't want to reward us for bringing karbanos. It's the adversity and the humiliation. Just like you curse Hashem by bringing insufficient and inappropriate on the Mizbeach, Hashem will humiliate us and do to us as well. And the Chazal tell us, the Al-Shech says, that after 3 days in a grave, the abdomen bursts open and everything falls on a person's face. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. So even the waste produced from the food that we eat on Yamim Tovim, where there's a mitzvah, it spews itself since we didn't eat it for fulfilling our requirement. We have a responsibility to realize that. When we do mitzvos, yes, there's a positive benefit, but we have a responsibility to realize that these are avenues to recognize Hashem, and if we don't turn around and take advantage of those avenues, it's a potential danger to us. V'idatem ki shilachti aleichem es ha-mitzvah azos lios b'risi es levi amar Hashem tzavakos. And Hashem says, I want you to know something. I sent you this mitzvah that you had your covenant with the Levi'im. Remember, the Levi'im were supposed to be the Nosei Ha'aron, and they're supposed to stand up. They're supposed to stand up and endure. And Hashem says, "I gave you the mitzvahs. Brisi, I saw you to achayim v'ashalom." Right. In the end of the day, my covenant with him was life and peace, chayim v'shalom, meaning that what I had a covenant with Pinchas that he should be brisi shalom, and I gave him life and peace in that regard. And even though these things, says the Al-Shech, the longevity and the peaceful existence and the power often make a person arrogant, Aaron HaKohen was exactly the opposite. And he turned around. You have to understand, I accepted him with oil, and he revered me, right? He understood how to carry himself. When it came to Aaron HaKohen, he had the exact opposite. He had Torah's Hashem. He spoke total. He spoke with full conviction in the Torah that he taught. His mouth, whether it's Aaron, whether it's Pinchas, whether it's Elazar, they never said anything that was false. And therefore they turned around and they saved people from sin. And this is the comment that the next pasuk closes out the Haftorah for Parshas Toldos. Right, the words of a Kohen, are there to speak out Das, right? And the Torah, he offers knowledge, and they seek Torah from his mouth. Why? Because he is a Malach Hashem Tzivakos, because he carries himself. That's what my Rebbe always likes to say, that Im Harav Dome LaMalach Hashem Tzivakos, he quotes in the Gemara in Chagiga, that if the Rebbe has the right impression, then you've actually made Torah Mipiu. But if he's corrupt, then Al Yivakshu Torah Mipiu. Then you have to understand, you can't turn him into a model. Either way, my parents always used to always say to us that it's, you have to not make it about the person. You have to make it about the Torah that the person represents. And that's an important issue in life. You guys left the Torah. You Levim, you destroyed the covenant of the Levim, says Hashem. And you caused people to do the exact opposite. So I, in turn, have made you contemptible in the eyes of everybody else. The people look at you a little bit backwards. They see the Levi and they look down on the Levi. The people who bring the blemished animals to the Beis HaMikdash that the Kohanim refuse to offer Musar, so they're not so impressed by you. Hello, Avechad Lekulanu, Hello, Kelachad Baranu, Manua Nivgad Ishbi Achiv Lechal Bris Avoseinu. And yet, in this process, the people all went around saying, gee, don't we have one father? And over here, Rashi tells us, the Navi is giving a young men for marrying non-Jewish women. He gets all beaten out of shape over here. Some people say, he says, the men are going against their wives by marrying non-Jewish women. The bottom line is that Ibn Ezra says they used to divorce their Jewish wives and then take the sheikhs as second wives. Some even point out that they took them as second wives, but they made them in control over the household. And this was an issue. And why was it an issue? So Rashi says it became an issue because the husbands were not so impressed with the Jewish women because they were hungry and they were exposed to the sun when they came back from Babel Teretz Yisrael. And they just threw them to the sides. And it's a real problem. How could you go ahead and go against the bris, Bagdi Yehuda betoeva nasa be Yisrael b'Yerushalayim kichila Yehuda kodesh Hashem hasharehu v'al bas el nechar. Hashem says, I understand. It's the complete and total rebellion against our God to turn off from Jewish girls and go after non-Jewish girls. What a horrible situation! Yachris Hashem leish asher yasena erv ona me'alei Yaakov u'magish mincha l'Hashem tzivakos. God's gonna turn around and cut off from the tents of Yaakov the descendants of a person who does this. As well as that which he brings as a carbon to Hashem. You have a responsibility not to do that. This second offense that you commit by bringing Hashem with tears and weeping and moaning. See, he doesn't have any interest in your karbanos. And Hashem just takes offense to the second issue. you choose non-Jewish women as wives, and then men who are already married take Gentile women, which causes the distress to the Jewish women. And then the Jewish women come to the Mizbeach saying, listen, what did we do? How come we're getting in trouble over here? It gets to be a very major frustration. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, if a person's first wife dies, he feels as if the Churban HaBayis happened in his time. Rabbi Eliezer says that if a person divorces his first wife, even the Mizbeach cries, says the Agud Shimoni. Right? And so the women are walking around saying, what's going on? You're going to say, why is Hashem so angry with us? Why? Hashem says, I don't understand why you're crying. Hashem was a witness between you and your wife, your young wife. You were unfaithful, and yet she remains your partner, and she's a faithful spouse. Hashem says, I don't get it, right? She was all good. Hashem says, I don't understand. The one who didn't do this, his spirit was higher. What did that one seek? Only God-given offspring. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avram Avinu was specifically Echad. Echad Hay Avram. And so therefore, Avram Avinu is a strong contrast here. Unlike the people here are being addressed by Malachi, Avram was not interested in his own desire. The only reason Avram had relations was to fulfill the obligation of Pur Ravu. And when he had this situation with Hagar, who was an additional person in the life, he did not turn around and allow Hagar to grow into the situation where she would be going up against Sarah Imenu. And so the Navi says, curb your desirous spirit. Don't be unfaithful to your wife, right? You don't have a right to go ahead and do so. You can't go ahead and do so. Kisane shalach, Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, v'kisa chamas alavusho, Amar Hashem Tzavakos. When we have this situation, God says, if you hate your wife, divorce her. Don't conceal animosity underneath your garment. In other words, Am Yisrael are urged to divorce their Jewish wives, says the Radak, if they don't get along. That way the women will be able to marry other men who at least will love them. And the men will find Jewish wives who are more to their liking. To remain married to somebody you don't love is a great treachery. It's a terrible thing. You have these situations where people who are leaving their wives are gunos. You're not interested in maintaining a relationship. Get rid of her. Get out. All right? Curb your desirous spirits. Don't be unfaithful. Right? Even though you want, it's preferable to divorce a non-loved wife than to remain married to her and continue hating her. But what would be even better, though, says the Malbim, is just don't betray her. You just work on the marriage. That's a best place, a best start. Hogatem Hashem b'divreichem v'amartem v'meh hoganu b'amarchem kolos erat tov b'nei Hashem u'bahem u'chaf eitz o ayei elokei mishpat. Hashem says you weird him with your statements, and you say, how do you do it? How? By saying whoever does evil is good in Hashem's eyes and he delights in them, or else by saying where is the God of justice in this situation. When Am Yisrael sees the suffering of the tzaddikim and the prosperity of the rishayim, so those things are going to be something that distresses them and troubles them. And how he deals with that, well, that's what Malachi is going to take up with us when we meet again tomorrow morning, when he talks to us a little bit about what exactly is the final story over here. And that, of course, is going to bring us to the Haftorah for Shabbos HaGadol and the final nevuos that are offered at the end of the time period of the Nevi'im. May we get there to see that period be renewed. B'mheira b'yameinu. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.